I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Pope Francis has condemned the exploitation of Africa's natural resources by wealthy countries. He's on the first papal visit to the Democratic Republic of Congo for nearly 40 years. It has some of the world's richest deposits of valuable minerals, but has suffered decades of war. In a speech in Kinshasa, the Pope said the DRC wasn't a mine to be stripped. His host, President Félix Tshisekedi, went on to criticise neighbouring Rwanda.
Over the past three decades, the hospitality that characterises us has been undermined by the enemies of peace and terrorist groups coming mainly from neighbouring countries. In addition to armed groups, foreign powers eager for minerals commit atrocities with the direct and cowardly support of our neighbour, Rwanda.
Rwanda has repeatedly denied such accusations. The Biden administration has expressed outrage over record annual profits posted by the US oil giant ExxonMobil. It made $55 billion last year, an historic high for the Western oil industry, driven by soaring prices caused by the war in Ukraine. A White House statement accused oil companies of choosing to plough profits into the pockets of executives and shareholders rather than investing to boost production. The controversial Republican Congressman George Santos has said he'll step down from serving on committees in the U.S. House of Representatives. Mr. Santos, who was elected as a representative for New York in November, has faced growing calls to resign after he admitted making up parts of his CV and biography. More from our Washington correspondent, Anthony Zerka.
He lied about where he went to college. He lied about his mother dying in the September 11th attacks on the World Trade Center. Lied about his grandparents dying in the Holocaust. He also lied about working for Citibank and other major financial companies. And then details have emerged about criminal charges that were brought against him when he lived in Brazil. So there's a variety of professional resume type of fabrications, as well as personal stories that he used on the campaign trail that helped him to win that congressional seat last year.
The U.S. Secretary of State has described the expansion of Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank as an obstacle to peace. Anthony Blinken was speaking after holding talks with the Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas in Ramallah. But Ines Abdel Razek of the Palestine Institute for Public Diplomacy, an advocacy and rights group, questioned Mr. Blinken's sincerity.
I think Palestinians are extremely tired and angry at this lip service to two-state solution, settlement construction being unhelpful. It's definitely not followed by any accountability or action. So we don't take these words as credible.
World News from the BBC. Hundreds of tech workers in more than a dozen cities across Israel have protested against government plans to limit the powers of the country's courts. The demonstrations, the second in consecutive weeks, blocked traffic and led to clashes with police. The reforms would restrict the High Court's capacity to stop laws it considers unconstitutional and give ministers complete control over the selection of judges. The United States has charged four more men with being involved in the assassination of Haiti's president Jovenel Moïse 18 months ago. The suspects were arrested in Haiti and transferred to prison in Florida. Three of them have dual Haitian-American citizenship. The other is a retired Colombian colonel who's accused of being one of the plot leaders. The Hollywood actor Alec Baldwin has been formally charged with involuntary manslaughter after the fatal shooting of a cinematographer on a film set. Helena Hutchins was shot while filming the Western movie Rust in 2021. The film's armourer has also been charged. Sophie Long reports from Los Angeles.
The court documents outline the ways that prosecutors claim Alec Baldwin behaved negligently, both as an actor and producer of the film Rust. He's accused of not undertaking sufficient training with firearms and of not performing the required safety checks with the armourer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, who faces the same charges. Prosecutors claim he acted with a willful disregard of the safety of others. On hearing the charges were to be filed, Mr. Baldwin's lawyers said they represented a terrible miscarriage of justice and that they would fight the charges and win.
The organisers of the Oscars have decided not to revoke a Best Actress nomination for Andrea Riseborough. There was intense campaigning to promote the British star's performance in To Leslie. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences said some of the lobbying tactics were problematic but didn't warrant rescinding the nomination. BBC News.